You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Cash, coal, that's what I need.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. The phone lines are open. It's your thing. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Let's go to the phone lines. And Mary, good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Morning, Earl. Hey, I'm calling in again with kudos for the Contrarian on Substack. I listened to them again this morning. They're on live three times weekly. It has Wisconsin's back, highlighting our election, our April 1st election, interviewing Ben Wickler this week, and posting, you know, writings about Wisconsin's election on their site. And so I'd like to encourage people to reach out for they're also encouraging people to reach out for contact to become an election inspector on April 1st. And wow, Jennifer and or Norm are talking about coming to Wisconsin on April 1st in support of our election. It'd be great if they come, if they could be interviewed on Civic Media. So do check the Contrarian on Substack out. It has our back.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. You know, I have to say this. You know, last year, I think there was something, I don't know, I forgot the number. Might have been $60 million spent in the state Supreme Court race, $59 million, somewhere around there. They're talking about almost $100 million will be spent by the time this is done in this race here in the state of Wisconsin. Man, what the hell is wrong with people, man? You know, $100 million spent for a state Supreme Court race? Man, do you understand the impact that $100 million can have in the lives of people who struggle? $100 million. You know, Donald Trump and his minions are talking about figuring out a way to cut support for homeless people, man, and food stamps. And yet we can spend $100 million in a race for one state Supreme Court justice. When does this madness end? Look, this nation is headed on a trajectory of no return. Nobody understands or nobody feels just how ridiculous it is to spend $100 million for a state Supreme Court seat. $100 million. Man, well, you know, we're spending too much money on feeding people. We're spending too much money on helping them with the heat during the winter. Yeah, well, we don't have enough money. We can't for health insurance, and people who don't have health insurance, You know, we don't have enough money to keep the hospitals open, but we can spend $100 million on one state Supreme Court seat. Man, the nation is falling apart. Oh, it's already falling apart. And I don't know if anybody thinks this can continue. How can it possibly continue at this rate? So it went from 58 or 59 million with Justice Janet Protasiewicz's race last year to almost 100 million, almost doubled in 1 year. It's going to move even higher next year and the year after that. And we have, and people have no problem throwing that kind of money away. It has no value if you can spend it like that. And then on foolishness, look at the commercials. I mean, nothing that I see in those commercials is making me make a decision on who I'm going to vote for. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's nonsensical. Well, no, so-and-so, you know, had a five-year-old baby got raped. And so they, what does that have to do with anything? But yet they can spend $100 million. My God. Let's go to Mark from Prairie du Sac. Hey, good morning to you, Mark. Hey man, help me understand that.
I can't wrap my mind around it for doing that kind of thing, but I mean it is just the ridiculousness of how much money is in politics has been a problem for a long time. The Supreme Court just made it worse when they passed Citizens United. One of my beefs is the rewriting of history, or just try to eliminate history with the whole thing. Like at Arlington National Cemetery, where they're taking off the removing the names of off the web pages of Black Americans.
Hey man, Jackie Robinson.
I guess they put his name back up again, but for all these other people, I mean, and they're renaming the forts back to the Confederate generals' names, but they say, well, no, it was named after the Confederate general. It was named after this guy here who just happened to have the same name, and I call BS on that. I mean, I'm just, you know, I've had a belly full. I mean, I heard this is not an original idea myself, but I mean, a commentator commented that this is getting to be like Chairman Mao, who had his cultural revolution and just kind of eliminated, you know, Chinese history to remake it in his image and his idea of, you know, his political image, what he wanted to see happen. And that's what we're seeing with Trump. I mean, that, you know, we're supposed to forget the fact that the Civil War was fought over slavery. I mean, you look at the cornerstone speech by Alexander Stevenson, it was all about, he said, this is what it's all about. We're supposed to eliminate that, pretend that this stuff never happened. I mean, getting rid of DEI, I mean, what the hell is wrong with diversity, equity, inclusion? That means we're including everybody. That case out in Idaho now, that some teacher's getting smacked around because she had a sign up, everybody is welcome here, and had the old, I mean, I remember those hand signs from back in the 70s, for God's sake.
You know what, Mark? Here's what they need to understand. Because the so-called culture wars that they've come up with and that people have jumped on board and support. Look, as a Black man in America, watching what they're doing, trying to eliminate the history of what happened to Blacks in this country, and then to turn around and say Native Americans and anybody other than white says something about the people who are pushing that. Okay? And so why are they trying to make those people who support that believe that, again, the only people on the face of the earth that count are people who are European and white and European? It's ridiculous. This nation is supposedly a melting pot, right? What America is, and I'll say it for the 100th time, is there isn't a nationality called an American. It's everybody. So you can't change the definition of what an American is because you're doing away with diversity, equity, and inclusion? How does that make you feel better, Mark?
It's male. I mean, it's white male. That's the only thing that's supposed to be important. I mean, it is just why there are women that are supporting this stuff because they're next on the list.
No question.
I mean, that it is just beyond me to, you know, I'm 66 years old now, and it just is, I thought we'd put all this crap behind us, but I mean, that these guys have been lying in the weeds, building up the resentments, able to exploit the resentments of these people, and they don't seem to realize that it's your aristocracy, once again, the aristocracy that brought us into the Civil War.
Hey, Mark,
you
know what else they've done? They've done a great job of leading those people to the fountain and getting them to be concerned about culture wars at the same time they're trying to take away Social Security, taking away the Department of Education. They want people to be ignorant. They don't want the American people to be able to think. And so guess what many of the American people are doing? They're following exactly what they've set in motion. Right? They don't want them to be able to think. They want to think for them, the people who are calling these shots. And far too many Americans have gone down that primrose path, Mark, and they can't get beyond it. You know, they're looking at Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and now all of a sudden some of the people who voted for Donald Trump are starting to say, hey, wait a minute, I didn't vote for Elon Musk. Okay, and I'm upset about that, but they don't understand Elon Musk wouldn't be doing what he's doing if it wasn't for the guy they voted for, Mark. Elon Musk got his juice from Donald Trump.
I mean, and Donald Trump promised in his first campaign back in 15, 16 that he was going to take on the rich. He was going to make sure the rich paid their fair share of taxes. Well, like BS on that. I mean, he's just going for more and more tax cuts for the guys. He wants to eliminate taxes because those guys aren't going to be paying anything.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call. It's your thing. We'll talk about whatever it is you want to talk about on the Earl Ingram Show, 855-752-4842. Coming right back to you on the phone lines.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. It's your thing. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Let's go to Thomas. Good morning to you, Thomas. What's on your mind?
Hi, Earl.
Yes, sir.
First, I just want to say, a billionaire makes us pay for his golf weekends, then tells us we can't have health, education, or science, or any of that stuff. It drives me nuts. But another topic with the Supreme Court thing, I'm getting a little, I'll be really concerned. Yesterday, or last night, I was watching Tubi. Every commercial break was Schimmel.
Yes.
And with the cops, the judges. And, I know Crawford doesn't have that bankroll yet, but I've been saying this for weeks now. Where, finally I'm seeing stuff about the rape kits not being taken care of. And all that, but you're getting so saturated with Schimmel that it worries me. I'm hoping people will wake up to that.
Hey, Thomas, they're going to spend $100 million, man. Not $100,000, $100 million for one state Supreme Court seat, and yet. We're cutting all these programs because we say we can't afford it. Man.
Right.
If you can afford to spend $100 million for a Supreme Court seat, here's the other side of that, Tom. What are they looking to get? Okay.
That's just it. That is it. What's in it for them?
Yes.
You can't spend, George Carlin said, you can't give somebody $100 million and expect them not to be owned by the somebody who gave them $100 million.
Hey, Thomas, you're right on point. Thank you very much for the call. Up next, Jack from Racine. Good morning to you, Jack. It's your thing, man. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about.
Thank you, Earl. Good morning. You're having a wonderful show today. Some great comments. I started off wanting to talk about the money in politics that you've come back to. And I'm thinking throughout my life, there's been numerous efforts to get money out of politics and have public funding and regulate the amount that's spent on, usually by the Democratic Party and independents and opposed by the Republicans. And we're seeing why, since just today, with they can dominate the money hunt to pay for ads and things that the gentleman was just talking about. So, it's a shame, but they got control of the Supreme Court. They got Citizen United, made corporations people. We don't know who actually is putting money into these things, but I guess we know we got Musk putting in $10 million for Schimmel. That should tell people something, Schimmel is Musk's man. And but there's an outrage every day. I mean, I just read that the Disabilities Act is being changed.
Absolutely.
Federal order, 11 parts of the Disabilities Act. So, where businesses don't have to accommodate people with disabilities in different ways anymore because of that. Social Security, they're cutting Social Security departments, so people have to go miles and miles to get to Social Security to do simple things they could use on the phone because they're stopping phone contact.
Yes.
It's just an unbelievable situation. I mean, and I heard a figure that I think is put up by a congressman from Connecticut, which has a lot of insurance companies. He said, I know something about insurance. He said the cost of the Social Security for administration is 1%.
Yes.
1% of it. He said that in insurance companies for health insurance, that starts at 16% and goes up in terms of the cost of administration. So they're going after these institutions because they philosophically and financially don't agree with them. They'd rather have that money in their private fund, the Social Security Trust Fund. And by the way, he had one last figure is about $2.3 trillion that they're looking for tax breaks for primarily wealthy people. That's what money in the Social Security.
$4.5 trillion is what they're looking for. But here's
$4.5
trillion. So, but here's the other side of all that, Jack. Here's the other side of it. They're saying, hey, the majority of the American people don't like Elon Musk. And even the MAGAs They don't like Elon Musk, and Elon Musk didn't get elected by the people. But, man, Elon Musk is sitting at the right hand of Donald Trump. There wouldn't be an Elon Musk if Donald Trump didn't sanction him. So I don't know how you can say it's not Donald Trump, it's Elon Musk. Donald Trump gave Elon Musk that position of power. And so it's only Donald Trump who can remove him. So for those people who keep saying, well, the majority of the American people don't like Donald Trump. Don't like Elon Musk. Hey, talk to the guy who you put in office. That's his guy. 855-752-4842 is the number, guys. Hang on. It's your thing. Do what you want to do on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Let's go to Brendan. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
I just want to talk about the hypocrisy and the actual racism that comes directly from the Oval Office. 3 points. The bill that he has just signed, no longer making it mandatory for segregation with government contracts. This is a slow walk right back towards white fountains and black bathrooms. Then I want to talk about, just mention, the hypocrisy as far as the treatment of women. This idiot brought the Tate brothers back to the United States of America. They were trafficking people, okay? They're trying to get MAGA, the core MAGA, the racists, the bigots, the core MAGA, not all MAGA people, okay? Because a lot of MAGA people wanted what he was lying to them about, and I get it. But they're trying to get this officer who killed George Floyd in front of the whole country. They're trying to get him sprung free, okay? So this, I had mentioned this 6 months ago or so, that the racism of this party is the core and the glowing ember that we need to put out, okay? And this is what's going on in our country right now. They're trying to erase black history. They're trying to push misogyny upon us and it's got to end. And we need to stand shoulder to shoulder with LGBTQ people, black, white, yellow, brown. All of us need to get together and stand shoulder. Look at what happened in Belarus a week ago. Over 40,000 people got together in the city and were chanting together. That's how change is done. And we got to start now, because this idiot is just lost his mind and thinks he can do whatever he wants. And now he's actually controlling the purse strings because we signed the CR. And there was no good decision to be made there. But we got to get together, people.
You know, Brendan, man, thank you for being so forthright, because you just pointed out what's at the root of all of this. And there are far too many Americans who won't admit it and who hide behind that veil of this is DEI and affirmative action is discriminatory to white men. And anybody who supports that, come on, man. You know, you can't tell me that they really believe that. Okay? The facts don't point any of that out, yet they're all, those who are supporting Trump and what they are doing are all going along with that foolishness, man. You know, and so what do they think is going to happen in this country? Do they think that we're going to go back to a time, you know, when blacks were treated in the manner that we were historically? It's not going to happen. And they're just opening this whole thing up for a confrontation, man, that is not going to be good. And so for those who support Donald Trump and his racist tactics, you know, it's not going to be good, man. You're destroying this nation, and we're not going back, okay? We're not going back. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Cindy, you're up next.
Hey, Earl. Well, I give Tammy and Mark Buchanan some credit for doing their little tours, but where the hell were they last week when Chuck Schumer voted for this stupid bill? And what are they doing in Washington, D.C.?
You know, I've always talked about politricks and politricksters. And, you know, when you're more concerned, Cindy, about your seat, then something is wrong. And that's on us. That's on us, the voters. When the people that we elect can't stand up and speak the truth about what's happening in the nation because they're concerned about losing their seat, they deserve to lose their seat. It's just not about protecting their seats. I don't give a rip about them and their seats. I'm concerned about what's in the best interest of the American people. Go ahead, Cindy.
Nope, that's all I had to say.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Let's go to Ann. Hey, good morning to you, Ann. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. The bottom line is it's all about the rich getting richer, and anyone that voted for Trump is a racist, period. And we'll see how racist Wisconsin is after this election. I think Trump wants a civil war right here to arrest all the black and brown people and any white person that didn't vote for him, because he probably has all that information. So we need to fight back. And, you know, with Schimmel, like, saying already worried about voting being a fraud, when they're the ones that don't want to count the votes as they come in, they want to wait for the mail-in ballots, that was all on them. But then once again, they're going to make it like it was a left problem.
You know, Ann, you said a lot because that's exactly what Republicans are talking about now. If the race is fair, what the hell are they talking about? If the race is fair, you know, so when Donald Trump won, when they win, no problem. Okay.
Yep.
But when they lose, they're like a bunch of children. They didn't get their way. Thank you very much for the call, Ann. Who's up next? Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Oh, good morning. I actually thought what Brandon said was correct. And we need to get together as a group, and we need to stand firm. I do not like this fact that we are giving in left and right to the mega crowd. We are losing our constitution, as I said, and the rule of law. And we are not sheep. We have fought for this country, and all people have fought. Women, people of color, the Navajo code talkers, if it wasn't for them, we could be speaking Japanese now. People don't realize that this country is based on all people. It's we the people. It's not white people only. It's we the people who make this country strong and survive. And so now we need to get together, and we need to stand firm and say we've had enough. Enough is enough. And we're not going to accept this anymore.
You know That's what? Well, Susan, you said a mouthful. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to John. Good morning to you, John. You say what?
Earl, you're not going to want to hear this, but you probably are the biggest racist I've ever heard of. And every time things don't go your way, you pull out the race card. It's race this, race that. And you play
John.
It doesn't mean anything anymore.
Hey, John, let me say this to you. It doesn't mean anything to you, okay? But that doesn't mean it doesn't mean anything to the rest of us who've been here longer than you. And so let me say this to you, man, because
I'm not quite so sure.
Well, but let me say this to you. The people who are coming up with doing away with the history of this nation is not Earl Ingram, okay? It's Donald Trump, it's MAGA, and people like you. So to say that I'm playing a race card, you know, Donald Trump is holding the race deck. He knows where the card is if I'm playing it. And so conservatives and people like you know where that deck is. And so if I'm playing a race card, stop holding the racial deck. Okay? So.
Well, come up with something else, because that's all.
Let me ask you something. Do you think racism exists in this country, man?
Sure it does, but not to the degree that you're claiming.
Okay, so what degree? So educate me. To what degree does race play a role in this country? Educate me, because I don't know.
Well, that's not my argument.
I know. So you say it's not your argument because you don't have an argument. Because you're not a person of color.
You are a racist.
Let me say this to you, man. You are not a person. Let me say this to you. You are not a person of color. You don't understand. So black people make up 12% of the population in this country, 5% in the state of Wisconsin. Don't tell me that I'm a racist, okay? I've lived 70 years in this country. I've lived 70 years in this country. You say what?
I've probably worked in the inner city longer than you have. Okay, 15th and Keith, 12th and North. I've been there for 20 years, my friend.
And did I just tell you, man, I'm 70 years old and I still live in the inner city? So how are you going to live in that longer than me? You say what?
And one other thing.
No. I'm just disputing the foolishness that's coming out of your mouth. You can't compare.
Earl,
you
do
can't.
You racist, Grant.
Why am I a racist? Explain to me what makes me a racist.
Okay, because whenever there's a problem, whenever things don't go the liberal way, they throw out racism. You know they do that. They've been doing that for over 50 years since I've been around on this planet.
You've been on the planet for 50 years. You've been on the planet for 50 years, and you're telling me about racism. You know what?
Let me say this to you, man.
You know, you have a right to your opinion. You're blind, and I get it. You can't feel.
You can't deal. Name calling and attacking will get you nowhere. Name calling and attacking gets you nowhere.
I'm attacking you.
That's what you do. This is your program. Your program's entertaining. I listen to it because it entertains me. But when you shoot off and make everything, you know, fear this, fear that, whitey this, conservative this, we're out to get you. Man, that's not what I look at when I see.
I know, but John,
people.
Hey, John, have you not noticed that there are whites just like you who call in and they say the exact opposite of what you were saying? Have you noticed that?
It's quite a few.
Huh?
I really don't know.
I know.
What?
What?
Saying,
you so. Can't. You can't speak now. Okay. So
no,
what do you? What do you call? What do you? What do you call? What do you call the whites who call in and dispute what you're saying? What do you call them? Racist?
Who dispute that you're?
No, the whites who call here and say that there's racism and bigotry in this country, what do you call them?
No, I agree with that. I don't agree how you put it, that everything is that problem.
Oh, you didn't hear me say everything is that problem, man. You have never heard me say that. 855-752-4842 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
I wanna do right. Oh, gotta do right. Do I love you? Oh, you know I've tried. But what you after? Can't find in my eyes. I'm gonna do right.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You know, the last caller who said, I listen to you because you're entertaining. Oh, hey, man, I'm not here to entertain. If you're entertained by what I'm doing, fine. But, you know, we're talking about the truth. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, you're up.
Well, Earl, first off, I want to wish Mrs. Carty a very happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
I hope that Carty's playing that music to kind of put her in that sweet love mood. So good for you, Carty. Second, as I say every day on this show, and why I keep repeating it, we the people ultimately are the government. I also keep repeating, not just around election time, but every day, that we need to get money out of politics and we need to get lobbyists out of politics every single day, pretty much to ad nauseum. But this dude had just called up. I'm going to call him un-American. He is an un-American person. He is a joke. What, because Earl is a black man? That's why he talks about race all the time? Hell no. Earl never hardly talks about race. The only way Earl even talks about race is the fact that he is a black man and he is a host of this show. How dare you, sir? You have no decency. You might as well go back with McCarthy. You might as well go back with Hitler and Trump, because that's where you belong. I guess nowadays what it's going to become is just because you're a black person, you're automatically going to be a racist.
Well, you know.
Remember this, Earl. When Republicans feel it, they are doing
Well, you
it.
Know, Tom, you've listened to me for many years. How often do you hear me talking
Absolutely.
About race? Thank you very much
now,
for the call, man. I wish I had more time. Up next, Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what? Mike, you're up.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm going to hop over John's comments because they're just obnoxious. But what's really critical, getting back to what you were talking about before, is $100 million for the race for the Supreme Court here in Wisconsin shows all of us here in Wisconsin just how critical Wisconsin is in this whole fight that we're going on across the nation and globally. Wisconsin is the heart of the democracy. It truly, truly is. The Wisconsin idea is what was utilized by FDR and Teddy Roosevelt to break up monopolies and then get our nation back on track again. The Wisconsin idea. So they recognize that by spending, and they'll spend $200 million if that's what they think it's going to take. So just think about this for a second, people. When people can, when others can just continue to throw massive amounts of money. And by the way, whose money is it? Who knows? It's dark. We subjugated our responsibility to track accounting fundamentals. So we don't even know where the money's coming from. If this is all on we the people, we got to be better than this. And last point real quick is we are existing in a failed trickle-down economics.
No question.
Called Reaganomics. Reaganomics. This is, we're here because the economy is fine, but the pie slices are way out of whack to where it's all going one direction.
Hey, Mike.
It's not the we the people. It's going to the 1%.
Mike, thank you very much. Let's go to Mark from Racine. Mark, go ahead.
Yes. Thank you. And that guy charging you with racism is pretty demented.
That's all right, man.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Ralph Nader has a suggestion that I think is very worthy. He's saying that the Democrats in the House and Senate could have unofficial hearings. And, you know, I presume an official hearing needs to be totally bipartisan, et cetera. And their hearings could point out what they would like to have, right, like raising minimum wage to at least $15 per hour. 85% of Americans support taxing the rich. They could talk about that. They could also point out all the illegal Trump executive orders and unconstitutional executive orders. In other words, it would make for some press. And yes, admittedly, they don't have the votes, but they can draw attention. You know, I mean, you and I, et cetera, and these listeners, we know what's going on. But you know, the John and the Jane Does, you know.
You know, Mark. I wish I had more time, man, but you know, thank you very much for the call. But let me kind of say this. $59 million spent last year for a state Supreme Court seat. Over $100 million a year later. And people are starving in this country. And they're getting ready to take even more away. And Tom is right. Money in politics, that's the Republicans' deal, man. That came through Republicans. Okay? So they can say whatever the hell it is they want to say. In the end, they're the ones who sanctioned it. They're the ones who said, okay, let's go with it. Republican idea. So if you're a Republican, look in the mirror, man. You guys created that. Well, the Democrats are spending a lot of money too. Yeah, but who created it? You know, so $100 million this year. Next year, what? $150 million? There's going to be another Supreme Court race next year. It's jumping up in increments of $50 million at a pop. Hey, man, and you're taking away food stamps. 855-752-4842. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Cardi. Up next, Jane Madnett, Greg Bach, Madnett on air. Tune in tomorrow for me and Sandy Williams. And Sandy Williams and I will continue the conversation.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.